My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, we continue to discuss why Davin's scammer Agnes Aridi confessed to Davin why she's actually Belinda Abbey, especially the day before Davin was going to send her money. So check out our thoughts and listen and enjoy.
I go, Belinda, I have a question. You told me you could not give me your address because you are staying with Belinda and did not know the address, but you are Belinda. I get the feeling there is more to your story, and that's where we will end this week.
Oh, my God.
So, what do you guys think?
There's still a catch. There's still a catch on this.
Why do you think so?
Because they're full of shit.
Well, that's what they do for a living.
They're full of shit.
But you can't come up with one reason why to come clean now.
I think they think you might be onto them, and I think maybe coming clean is a ploy to keep you interested and maybe future send money.
But what indication did I give that I was onto them? In the past, I've been very questioning. Yeah. There's been moments where I fucking grilled them. This is bullshit. Yeah. You lie. But now I'm not that way. Now I'm like, listen, the divorce is over. We're going to be together. Things are going to be great. You know, I'm all nicey-nice in love. Why now? If they thought I was onto them, there's been times where I've been like, fuck you.
Mm.
Yeah, Trucker Tom agrees with you, Joe. And Joe Padula, for some reason, thinks that I could carry shit on my head.
That would make you a shithead.
Yeah, it would. It really is bizarre. It's a new way that they're, like you said, they're upping the game on their end. Like, okay, now I'm...
If they think you're on to them, they probably have a ploy where they go to you kind of alluding to the fact that you may be onto them, and they're trying to build this whole case, or, you know, that, no, but I'm really a good person, this, that, and the other thing, because now that, the, you know...
Now, scammers do not always like to give up the ghost and reveal. But when they do, they have been known to reveal, hey, it's a ploy. They give their real Facebook and real email.
Right.
And then they beg for money more.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I've been trying to, you know, trying to get that point for the past 30 minutes. That's what I think's going on.
Yeah.
So, you know, because you know what? Look how shocked you are that they're coming. Oh, I'm blown away. Of course you are. They're trying to pull more wool over your eyes.
I'm not blown away by necessarily the revelation. I'm blown away by the timing. Because the next day, less than 24 hours later, I'm telling her I'm going to be divorced. I'm free. Because remember, because I'm still married, I can't send her the money. That's why I haven't sent her money. That's why I haven't called from the house. That's why I haven't done that. That's been my excuse. Because then my wife will find out and I'll lose everything.
Yeah, but you've been questioning stuff.
In months. Not in weeks.
Hey, you don't want to know something? Maybe it's enough time to fit. Yeah, and that's exactly the thing. Maybe you're thinking that you said the hell with them and they're trying to get back in knowing that this divorce is going on. Meanwhile, they're going around the internet. They see your name. Might even gone onto the Davin Den thing and going, holy cow, these guys are trying to scam us. You know what? Even if he's not bullshitting, let's see if this is the truth, we can get some of his money. So what we'll do is we'll go to him and kind of say, you know what? This is not really me. However, I love you. Because these still smell divorce and money and all this other stuff.
But there's still going to be a payday. Trucker Tom says, deception through honesty.
That's
I like
profound.
That. I like that.
Should be an enforcer.
I mean, we heard we talked to them. We heard the guy feeding their lines. You know, I mean,
I agree.
It's another ploy. They switched tactics, dude.
I'm sure. I don't understand the timing. And like I said, my friend who knows more about this than I do says that these women are forced to. And I have heard from people that scammers do actually fall in love with the person they're scamming.
You know what, though? When we talked to that woman...
I'm very irresistible.
But when that woman was on the phone, she sounded like she was out of it and she didn't know whether to shit or wind or watch.
You're absolutely right.
And she's going to sit there and read this dialogue. She wasn't reading that dialogue. The guy was reading the dialogue and feeding her lines to convince you that it was a real woman. She doesn't know what the hell... You know, it's not a real woman. It's this guy, you know? And he knows that the jig might be up. Hadn't heard from me on almost a month. And he's like, you know what? This guy's ready. You know, I got to hook this guy back in. Here's a tactic I'm going to use. And probably looked you up, found a Davin's Den thing, saw what we're up to, and is probably trying to counter
nonsense.
That.
Nonsense. We're up to no good.
Well, we're not to no good.
All right. Joe's got a very practical thing about it. But, of course, he's known for a month and a half that I had something to reveal. I don't know if you would have been so cool, calm, and collected if you were getting it in real time like I was.
Mm. Oh, God. Let's see. Well, the chat room is alive with thinking that this is a, you know, this would be so. Well, they're saying, why don't you invite her on the show? Well, that would kind of like,
well, kids, we do have a phone number now. I'm always thinking.
Yeah.
So just give me time. Don't worry. Your boy knows more than you guys know right now. I've been dealing with this for a month plus.
Yeah. Now, this. Remember the dates that he was saying when he this was is December. This up? This was December that all this stuff just happened.
This was like December.
We have to play catch up.
This is December 13th.
It's real time. Yeah.
This is December 13th.
So that was the last live show?
Well, no. Well, we recorded our January 15th show that evening.
Right. Okay.
So Davin knows more about what's going on than he's telling us at the moment, because that's where we're leaving our story.
Right.
But
because we're not doing a 15-hour show.
Right. No, because we would be here for days.
Exactly. Read the book, though. It's going to be in the book.
Yeah. Joe's going to call her tonight, he says. Joe Padula.
Joe, I got her number. She's asleep now. Wakey.
We've done that before.
Wait, let's see the headline next week. Soldier scammed out of millions. He lost $5,000, a Black Hawk helicopter, and a Jeep.
Ghanaian village moves into the military place in Tennessee.
Explain that to the lieutenant.
For more Davin's Den scans the scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.